This is a mountain meditation. This meditation is normally done in a sitting position, either on a cushion on the floor or sitting firmly on a chair. So finding this comfortable position, and then when ready, either softening your gaze or going ahead and closing your eyes if this feels comfortable for you. Beginning now to sense into the support you have from the chair or the cushion. Paying attention to the heaviness and weightedness of the body sitting here. To the sensations of contact and pressure of the solid base of support. Firmly connected to the seat beneath it. Assuming an upright posture, reflecting stability and poise, with the upper body balanced over the hips, the shoulders in a comfortable but alert position, hands resting on your lap or knees, the arms hanging by their own weight, heavy like curtains, stable and relaxed. And then beginning to connect to the sensations of your body. Bringing awareness to the sensations of the feet, of the calves, knees, and upper legs, the hips, the lower and upper torso, hands, arms, and shoulders, the neck, and the head. And as you go along, doing your best to release any unnecessary muscle tension that may be present, going ahead and softening the features of your face. Directing your attention now towards the breath. Awareness of the actual physical sensations of each breath. The air as it comes in and as it is released. Letting the breath be just as it is, without trying to change it in any way. Allowing the breath to flow easily and naturally. Awareness of the steady rhythm and pace. Knowing that you're breathing perfectly well right now and there's nothing for you to do. Allowing the body to be still. Sitting with a sense of dignity. A sense of resolve, a sense of being complete and whole, with the posture reflecting this sense of wholeness. As you sit here, letting an image begin to form in your mind's eye of the most magnificent or beautiful mountain you know, or perhaps one you can imagine, letting it gradually come into greater focus. Even if it doesn't come as a visual image, allowing the sense of this mountain and feeling its overall shape, its lofty peak or peaks high in the sky, the large base rooted in the bedrock of the Earth's crust, its steep or gently sloping sides, noticing how massive it is, how solid, how unmoving, how beautiful, whether from afar or up close. Perhaps your mountain has snow blanketing its top and trees reaching down to the base, or rugged granite sides. There may be streams or waterfalls cascading down the slopes. There may be one peak or a series of peaks. Perhaps meadows or even high lakes. Observing it and noting its qualities. And then when you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body sitting here, so that your body and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the massiveness and the stillness and the majesty of the mountain. You become the mountain. Grounded in the sitting posture, your head becomes the lofty peak, supported by the rest of the body and affording a panoramic view. Your shoulders and arms become the sides of the mountain. Your buttocks and legs, the solid and stable base, rooted to your cushion or your chair. And experiencing in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis and spine. With each breath, as you continue sitting, becoming a little more of a breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness. Completely what you are, beyond words and thought. A centered, grounded, unmoving presence. As you sit here, becoming aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colors are changing virtually moment by moment in the mountain stillness. The surface teems with life and activity. Streams and melting snow, waterfalls, plants and wildlife. As the mountain sits, seeing and feeling how night follows day, and day follows night. The bright warming sun, followed by the cool night sky studded with stars, and the gradual dawning of a new day. Through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing change in each moment. Constantly changing, yet always just being itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another, and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day. Calmness abiding all change. In the summer, there's no snow on the mountain, except perhaps for the very peaks, or in the crags shielded from direct sunlight. In the fall, the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant fire colors. And in the winter, a blanket of snow and ice. And in any season, it may find itself at times enshrouded in clouds or fog, or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy or rainy, or foggy or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. Clouds may come and clouds may go. Tourists may like it or not. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by whether people see it or not, seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, broiled or frigid, day or night. It just sits, being itself. At times, visited by violent storms, buffeted by snow and rain, and winds of unthinkable magnitude. And through it all, the mountain just sits. Spring comes, trees leaf out, flowers bloom in the high meadows, and birds sing in the trees once again. Streams overflow with the waters of the melting snow. And through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on its surface, by the world of appearances, remaining its essential self through the seasons, the changing weather, the activity ebbing and flowing on its surface. In the same way, as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same central, unwavering stillness and groundedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives, over seconds, over hours, over years. In our lives and in our meditation practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, activity and inactivity, our moments of color and our moments of drabness. It's true that we experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our own minds and bodies. Sometimes buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain, we endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as the moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather of its own. By becoming the mountain in our own meditation practice, we can link up with its strength and stability and choose to adopt them for our own. We can use its energies to support our energy, to encounter each moment with mindfulness and equanimity and clarity. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, all of the things that happen to us each day are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristic is actually impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. Instead, it's to be encountered and honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us. If you find that you resonate in some way with the strength and stability of the mountain while in your sitting practice, it may be helpful to use it from time to time to remind yourself of what it means to sit mindfully with resolve and with wakefulness in true stillness. So let's sit now in the time that remains and continue to sustain the mountain meditation on your own in silence, moment by moment, until you hear the sounds of the bells. This living, breathing mountain, grounded in who you are, stable and strong in the presence of change. Upright and dignified.